Welcome back to the Catholic Traveler podcast, where we're bringing you daily to the station churches of Rome. Today is a very special day. Happy birthday, Mountain.
Aw, thank you, Joni. Thanks for remembering.
It's exciting. It's also my nephew Andrew's birthday, and my nephews listen to the podcast every day. So shout out to my nephew Andrew.
Happy birthday, Andrew. We're birthday twins.
Lots of birthdays today.
Yep.
You and Dr. Seuss.
And Lou Reed. And Bon Jovi.
And Lou Reed, whoever that is.
Come on, Joni.
I know who Bon Jovi is. I may not know who Lou Reed is. Baseball player?
What?
Musician.
No, yes. Velvet Underground.
Oh, okay. I'm showing my age. I'm sorry. Well, all of that doesn't matter. All that matters is that it's Mountain's birthday. So happy birthday, Mountain. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thanks. Are we going to talk about this church now?
Okay, let's talk about a church that no one's ever been to.
I have never been to it. Well, no, I've been to it. I have not been inside this church.
I've been inside.
Santa Balbina.
Santa Balbina. People are probably like, who the heck's even Santa Balbina? Like, it's just one of those churches that, you know, it'll be fun to talk about, but we won't have a lot to talk about.
Not too much, but it's one of the oldest churches in Rome. It's one of the first 25 churches, one of the earliest titular churches. So there's a lot of history there. And
there is. It's mentioned in church documents like as early as the 5th century. So even though we haven't heard of it, it was well known back then.
Yeah. And it's a nice looking church from the outside. I've seen inside the door. So it looks nice inside. It looks like it'd be a good place for a wedding because it's very simple, rustic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice. It's one of the smaller churches. It's not huge.
Yeah, it is tiny. I'm surprised that the North American College people don't have overflow outside or something. Or maybe they do. I don't know.
Yeah. They didn't when I went there, but.
Because it's one of the tiny.
That was a long
ones.
Time ago.
Yeah. So this one is located again near Circus Maximus, Baths of Caracalla, that area, that side of town, not far from the Circus Maximus metro stop. But like I said, I've never been inside because I've never seen it open. So I assume they have maybe at least a Sunday mass. When I've gone by, the doors have been open, but the gate was closed. There's a little cloister to the side. I've walked around the cloister. Maybe there's a way to get in through there. I don't know. But it's not
a church. Try again. It's beautiful.
Yeah. But I was going to tell the people that it's don't go out of your way to get to this church because it might not be open. It is on a nice street, though. It's a nice, quiet. It was called one of the silent roads of Rome. There's no traffic on it, really. It's just a quiet little street. It's walls on both sides, covered in ivy. So it makes for a pretty walk.
If we have any California listeners, there's a really famous Norbertine Abbey in California, St. Michael's, and the Norbertines live very close here to Santa Balbina. So I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe if anybody from California is studying over here in Rome, they are living close to Santa Balbina. And I've actually stayed at that Norbertine convent, monastery, what are they? Friary, whatever. Near. And so we walked by Santa Balbina all the time because we had to walk past, that was our route to Rome. So if anybody knows the Norbertines, they're very close here to Santa Balbina.
You stayed in some interesting places.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I had a friend that
places.
Was living there. So yeah, it makes for fun, fun trips.
Adventures.
That actually was the year that Rome won the Italian Soccer Cup.
Ooh.
That summer. We were there when they won and it was an experience of a week. The whole city shut down.
Did you go to the Trevi?
No.
I have a friend
their big
that was...
gathering... Oh, there are probably people in it.
Yeah, I have a friend that was studying in Rome, and they all went to the Trevi, and just hundreds and hundreds of people were in the fountain, which
Absolutely.
Usually that's not allowed. You have to pay a big fine.
I saw people dancing on top of buses. It was a madhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. But their big gathering was at Circus Maximus, where the team came back, and Toadie came back, and... they were welcomed. And so we could hear it from where we were staying. And I really regret not going down, but my mom was like, you're not going down there. So it was good. It was a good experience. It was a fun cultural experience, but that's where Santa Balbina is up there over there by Circus Maximus.
So do you know who she is?
So I know that there's some disagreement because there may have been a couple different Balbinas And so we don't really know. But the one that we kind of honor is connected to the chains of St. Peter that we talked about earlier, correct?
Yeah, correct. Well, there's this cool legend that ties her to another station church that we recently visited, St. Peter in Chains. So she was the daughter of a tribunal in the Roman army, and he was in charge of watching over some prisoners that were about to be executed. And he mentioned to one of the prisoners that he would become Christian, he was convertible, if someone could prove to him the existence of an afterlife. So the prisoner said that he thought the Pope would do a much better job of explaining that. And so the next morning, this Roman general entered the prisoner's cell and found Pope Alexander in there with him. So that's kind of interesting.
Like, that's kind of funny.
The Pope just like show up in prison? I don't
know. Pop up.
No, actually the Pope was being held prisoner in the town at the same time. But they say that angels brought the two together in the same cell.
Nice.
For this very reason. So the general decided to listen and give these crazy Christians a chance. And the prisoner explained that the Pope, with the help of God, had raised his son from the dead. And so this Roman general, his daughter, Balbina, was very sick. And he said, "Do you think you could help me, Pope?" And the Pope said, "Take your daughter to find the chains that held St. Peter." And so Peter was martyred like 50 years earlier. And so this general knew exactly where Peter had been held. So he took his daughter there. They actually found the chains. And when they found them, she kissed the chains and she was soon healed. So the Pope and that other prisoner were pardoned and released. So then this Roman general, his wife, and his daughter were all baptized by the Pope. And then it was Pope Alexander that built a church to celebrate that miracle of the chains, and he called it San Pietro in Vincoli. So that was Monday's church, last Monday's church.
Yeah, that's really neat. Connections between the two station churches.
Yeah.
And Balbina and then her father as well are buried here in this under the high altar.
Right.
Well, there's at least some of their bones. Seen. Yeah. That's really, I love that story because it reminds us of the importance of the kerygma. And the kerygma is basically that the first basic explanation of the faith that so often when we're trying to talk to people about the faith, we get really distracted and we get like caught up in the weeds sort of like all the stuff to tell them when we really need to tell them that Jesus Christ died for their sins. And that's exactly what he did, right? Like when he needed to tell Quirinius about Christ, he said, "Listen, God had a son who died for you." And I think it's a really neat, beautiful early testimony of the power of the kerygma. So that's a great story.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Santa Balbina.
There we go.
Near the Aventine Hill, sort of, near Circus Maximus. And maybe don't go out of your way to see it because it might be closed, but there's your virtual pilgrimage to it.
Your virtual visit.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, thanks, listeners. Thanks, Mountain.
And tomorrow is one of your faves.
One of my favorites. We've talked about it before in the podcast, but I'm sure we'll go a little more in detail tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one too.
So,
all right. Well, ciao, everybody.
Ciao.